Welcome to the Lomo Show. It's the podcast, you know. Why do they call them podcasts?
Because we sitting on a pod and we casting all the different stuff that's going on.
Casting out doubt and the devil is a liar. All right, so I'm your host, Little Mo.
And this is your co-host, Skeet Carter, and it's going down. We at the Little Mo Show, the show where you get a little mo.
How was your weekend?
The weekend was great. I just got back in town.
I smell it. No, I'm just, you know, I'd be like, you was traveling, you was fasting.
Yeah, I was. No, he trying to play me.
No, I was looking at your bag of clothes, and I said, oh, somebody's been getting some checks.
Hey,
I saw the Lisiaga. I saw the YSL.
And everybody not fortunate to get clothes, you know, made for every episode. You know,
hello?
Every time I turn around, somebody sending you fabric. You know, this. I like this sock though. This is a good ruffle sock. That
anybody got a spoon? I'm trying to put Skeet in the sunken place.
I do not look like the guy from Get Out.
No, you look like the boy from Black Panther. Who is the boy that was in Get Out?
I don't look
so
like
let's
that.
Just get right into That's What I Heard, which is where we talk about things that happen in the world, and we give you our POV, which is the point of view.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Get Out boy, like, people don't be stopping you and be like, oh my God, I had seen you at the thing, and then with a bull head, you know what I mean? What do they say when
no,
they see you?
The funny part, I went to see the movie now. When you
what, Get Out or Black Panther?
I saw Black Panther.
Okay.
But I sat in the aisle, like, you know, that middle lane where everybody could walk
the
through. I didn't sit in it. I sat up on the next level.
I want to be seen.
So you can see me. Yeah, right. But they cut the lights on. You know, everybody dressed up in their African stuff. And the lady was like, oh my God, there you go.
That's
right
it.
Like,
wait, it how you good. Do it? Oh my God. Oh my
fucking God. She was like,
there
you go. I don't even look like him. Like my eyes not that big. My eyes not that big.
No, and they're not as jaundiced. He jaundicey. You know what jaundice is? It's eyes yellow a little bit.
Yeah, my dad's
eyes. What is his name, though?
I don't know.
Everybody just called him the Get Out boy.
Yeah, the boy from Get Out. But now he's the Black Panther. You know, that was good.
I'm trying
that was
to see
good
which
money.
One is he
like
on here.
Who you look like? You look like the sister that was on Black Panther. When she's like, these are sneakers.
These are sneakers and I make for you.
That's what you
I didn't
like.
Honestly expect to hear the whole movie in like the African twang or lingo. They are doing good. They're like grossing over $704 million worldwide, and they only had a budget of $15,000.
Wasn't
no,
you
I'm
just start making up stuff.
Now you
man.
Know how people be like, they only gave us $20, and then we just made a billion.
They had a nice budget, you know, but they. The movie, like, we stick together, like, you know, with stuff like this. It was great, you know, for them to do the numbers that they did.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a movie we all was waiting for.
Because a lot of people thought it was going to be all hyped up. But, no, it's really an excellent
really
movie.
Good. My dumb ass, I didn't know it was a Marvel film. I thought it was Black Panther. Like, I thought
Huey P. Newton?
Yeah, I thought, like, Tupac Mom was going to be in the movie. Like, that was tripping.
Asada?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Afeni?
I didn't know it was a superhero movie. I'm dumb. But it was definitely good.
No, because social media had us thinking one thing. And
right.
Honestly, it was. Now I get it. People were dressed up in their kente cloth.
Right.
I saw people's feet was ashy. I was like, wait, what's going on?
On purpose?
Yeah. And then I was like, what is Wakanda? Like, I thought that was like his baby mother or something because they was like Wakanda vibes. I was like, oh, she must have been lit. Black Panther, you know, Wakanda. And so, and then because when people saw me, they was like, oh, I see you getting your Wakanda. I was like, oh, his baby mother must be really, she must be from Philly.
You thought Wakanda was a chick.
I thought that was a chick or somebody, but
bad
I was like, what kind of shit is going on in this movie? Because, all right, you know, when you see, you know, from Iron Man, what's some other Marvel comics? It's just like, it's a whole slew.
There's a lot of them. I don't like, and I didn't know that you got to stay for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, after the credits, you still got to stay there. They cut the lights on, and I'm like,
wait, why you got to stay? Wait,
because the movie never over. Like, you left. You probably didn't even see the whole, did you see the end when they had, like, the big meeting when they came, like, you did the United Nations thing, and they said, we're going to come together and help y'all out, the USA and all that.
No, I
didn't
see that
after
part.
That, the
so
credits went
go
up,
back and
then
see.
After that, they was on an island. You was on an island at the end.
Wakanda?
The sister. Yeah, the sister.
Wakanda. What was her name? Wakendi.
I don't know. But yeah, it's a lot to the movie you probably ain't see because you left early.
So now I'm going to have to go back to it. One thing I do like is the fact that I didn't fall asleep because I'm notorious for taking a nap during the movie.
Especially the seats that go back.
Yeah. And the place that I go, like, we had assigned seats because it was selling out everywhere.
Right.
Like, giving... let me see. Where's a Black Panther? They face the treachery. Yeah, it just be talking about Wakanda and stuff. What actually? I'm trying to figure out, like, Black Panther, where he come from? Because like everybody else that's part of that comedic series, I've never heard of him before.
The comedic series.
But, well, you, the cartoon series.
I'm about to say, what jokes was in that movie?
No, because they do have a sense of humor, but I was just trying to figure out, like, far as Black Panther, they said his name was something, they was going to name him Black Leopard at first because they didn't want to confuse people because of the Black like Panthers that. Being That's so, yeah. Like
I was hyped. I'm ready. I had on all black with the, I was ready and they for thought the wrong you would, movie.
They was like, oh, this brother coming here netching.
I was ready for the wrong movie. I was salty, but it was good. Definitely was good. They made so much money. You know, part two coming out next week. They ain't going to waste no time.
Baby, you got to keep that train rolling and you got to strike while the iron is still hot because Black Panther be here today and going tomorrow.
All right. So I'm going to be the guy and get out. Part two, because he's gonna be doing Black Panther. So
yeah, because he didn't get killed, and I was so glad to see that it was like a black movie, and all the black people did not get killed. Well, because you know we get no, we get killed as soon as the credits roll up, and it was kind of lit. I kind of knew, like, because I knew that's that Baltimore stuff coming out. Like when the ball was playing basketball in the thing, I was like, okay, that's Michael B. Jordan. Right. Am I giving it all away? Because everybody done seen it.
Yeah, they done seen it already. They definitely done seen it. It was definitely good, but it was crazy because we took his shirt off. Like I was like, damn, nigga, you got
who
I,
Michael
I,
B.
I had
Jordan?
To close my eyes. I'm like, these niggas out here working out. Like I've falling off or something. Like
yeah, Michael B.
He
Jordan.
Had a bunch
that part
of,
where he
mosquito
took
mosquito bites all over him. That was crazy.
Yeah, he said those were for kills. I was just like, wow. Like when he told me, I like when he walked in. He was like, hey, auntie. Like, yeah, he was so funny. Ratchet. That Michael B. Jordan has come a long way because I remember him from The Wire. And with that being said, I was just like, I hope he has some great things. But I honestly thought, I don't know what the other guy's name is. I was looking on the paper. Chadwick Boseman, he plays T'Challa. Like, what else he was in? Because I honestly thought that Michael B. Jordan
was
going to
be
Black Panther, not the Black Panther Annex or Part 2 or
what other one? Yeah, I mean, 2.0. I don't know. I don't follow the Marvel, you know, thing. So this is my first time.
No, really what else that man was in? The one that played.
He played a lot of stuff. He played Jackie Robinson. He played.
In what? Jackie Robinson thing?
Yeah, the movie.
How many of y'all damn saw the Jackie Robinson story? I didn't.
It's good.
How many times?
He played a lot of other stuff too. I can't remember all the movies, but yeah, he was Jackie Robinson.
Angela Bassett did really good.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Okay, and I'm not trying to clown. With Forrest Whitaker and the guy that played his father was like the eye that was leaning.
No, the guy, the father eye was worse than Forrest Whitaker. That,
I thought it
didn't blink. This one blinked 20 times.
It blunked.
The other eye was just open. I thought he was looking at me. I was like, this nigga ain't going to blink with his other eye.
I thought that was a Wakanda thing. Like a Wakanda, like, you know, like when you from West Side, how people
right,
do like
right,
this.
Right.
He but they was like this, and right. I thought the eye was like the show that means you a king or some type of royalty.
He played in James Brown, too.
Who, the man?
Yeah.
He did, because I kept on saying, I seen him in something else. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else I seen him
he working,
in.
He working. He not waiting. He working.
That being said, that's a very good thing because a lot is going on in the world. I always wanted paperwork, so I feel real important because we got some paper.
These some big old papers. This reminds me of school. I dropped out for this type of
reason.
Now,
this is some good paper.
Let's talk about, what else? Let's talk about what else going on in the news. Hey, did you see the All-Star game?
I ain't see it.
Did you saw the All-Star game?
I ain't see it. No, I seen it.
You did? Did you see the lady? I don't even know the lady name that was singing.
Fergus.
That's not the girl that I knew, but it was Fergalicious turn but like that.
Fergalicious
was,
back.
Hey, yeah.
Fergalicious back.
That's why she should have sung the national anthem.
No, she should have stuck with the Black Eyed Peas and said her ass
right,
down.
Because it was horrible.
It was terrible. And she knows it was. She apologized after that. So
she
basically.
Stole that check. That was a nice check she didn't stole.
You think she got paid for that?
She had to get
Shouldn't
paid.
They have asked for the money back? Shouldn't everybody have took a knee?
You think you could have did better?
Is we still taking knees?
You could have did better?
Bruh.
What's up?
I ain't trying to be cocky and I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Brum, 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 brum. But it's not too many people that fuck with me on singing. And Fergie is not seeing me. You know the circles that I sing around people? Mm-hmm. She's in that circle.
You really
like,
could.
And I like Fergie. She got swag, but I don't know. Like,
she
what
could,
was she trying to do?
Do you think she couldn't hit the note, so she tried to do like a different
No,
one?
She said she tried to like remix it, but everybody knows it's certain songs just leave either as is if you ain't one of those that can remix in part right. two. But
Did she do worse than the black guy a long time ago? He did the All-Star game. And
who, Music Soul Child, when he messed up?
No, that was music. He just forgot the words. It's older. It's like an old head. I forgot
what did
his
he do?
Name. He sung it, but he messed. He tried to hit the whole.
She was like, oh, say that. Like, she just went somewhere that musically, she and sonically, and nothotically, I'm working the words
the
now.
Was like, and the rock is left. He said, hold on, I'll make up for it, y'all. This is in the middle of the. He was trying to sing National Anthem.
Wait, head. We got to find that. Is it like somebody famous or
yeah,
just like somebody's uncle?
I need somebody to look that up. It's the National Anthem. What's his name? Carl Lewis.
The runner? The running?
He sung it. Oh, my God.
Wait. And I did. So we gotta get that for people. Why did somebody call on him? That's what we used to say. Who? Now we gonna call on so-and-so to sing this selection. Why right. did somebody call on him? He should just run and done.
But who was worse, her or him?
Her. She's like going down in history as the worst national anthem singer, like in the history of national anthem singing. Because you know what? It's just like, because people turn that into like an audition. I don't know what it is about the national anthem that.
Just sing it.
That just like.
I think you should just sing it.
Oh, say, does that stop? I can't even think of like. Oh, what? Nah, yeah, way. Yeah, it's like. But they said when the man wrote it, well. They said that man Francis Scott Key. First of all, they said he ain't really write it. You know, they said somebody black wrote it.
Yeah, somebody like, anybody, he ain't write that.
That he was sitting on the thing while they was at the thing.
Bombs burst. Maybe, I don't know. They got some like blacks. It would have sounded a little, probably a little different.
Oh, say, can you see by the door?
Oh, say, can you see? We don't talk like that. Oh, say, can you see?
By the.
Like, nigga, did you see?
Wait. Did you see?
Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
They was bombing, bursting in the air.
In the air.
In the air.
In the air. Giving a Wakanda tease. You actually sound better than Fergie. But we got some good things in store for you today because
yes, we
got the movie part out the way. We got the music part out the way.
Yep.
But now we have to get in Once Upon a Time. Philly, the executive producer, as well as the cast. And
it's going to be lit.
I meant to tell you I had a secret to reveal.
You got a secret? You going to say that now or after
I'll say
the break?
It. When should I say it?
All right, let's do it now while we here.
All right.
Got a secret to reveal. It's a secret. And now you wouldn't tell me before the show. You want to wait till we get on tape to tell me a secret?
I don't know if my black card is going to get revoked because of this, so you got to let me know.
All right, cool. I'm with it.
I went shopping at H&M yesterday.
Really? You serious?
Yeah.
What you buy? You bought a lot of stuff?
Stuff for the kids. I tell you, I always shop for my kids there. Because that buy two, get one free was just so pretty hot and tempting. I couldn't pass it up.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. I think if you saved money,
yeah,
I think you cool.
So is it safe to go back to H&M yet?
It's. I mean, I think can it color, should be.
Can the colors?
I bought something, too.
From H&M?
The last shirt, the purple episode, when I had the shirt.
Yeah.
That's H&M.
We lit. So, yeah, once we come back, we have the cast. And the producers of Once Upon a Time in Philly.
It's going down when we come back at the Little Mo Show.
It's lit!
It's your boy, Steve Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And I'm your co-host, Skeet Carter. And we are here with Drew Hill is back.
Wakanda. And now.
Group, man.
Well, you know, I came from Wakanda. I told these people I wanted to do a movie. So when I got to Philly, I said I want to see where the gangsters are. And they told me, they said, look, there ain't no Philly. So I want you to come and shoot. So I said, what is this? I want to see a real gangster. And that's what I do. And this is my friend for over 20 years.
Eh?
He got me a green card. And my other friend gave me a green card. I'm not going anywhere.
But Six really African. Are you from Wakanda? Or Uganda?
No, I'm I'm from a small country called Ghana.
Oh, Ghana.
Yeah, no, my dad is.
I was about to say, you from North Philly.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
West.
My mom is from the States, but my dad is from Ghana.
Okay.
And he saw me like once every 20 years when he had to renew his green card. He would be like,
wait a minute.
He would be like, Jabba, you know that you have land in Ghana as far as that I can see. Bitch, is my green card ready? I gotta leave in 30 minutes.
Hello?
Oh, so man. That's where I get my African roots from.
That's where you get it from. We gotta introduce y'all, man. So we're gonna start from you.
Yes.
Introduce yourself. Let the people know your name.
My name is Six King. I am the director and executive producer of Once Upon a Time in Philly.
Okay.
My name is Terrell Angelo. I played a character, Earn, in the movie Once Upon a Time in Philly.
Okay.
My name is Rich Harris. I play Tone in Once Upon a Time in Philly.
And my name is Little Mo, and I play his side piece.
His side John.
Yo,
yeah. And
I
say
do his,
John in Philly.
Because we were talking about a scene. Skeet was like, you always talking about something. Ain't that some North Philly shit? And I was like, because, like, the part that I play in the movie is his wife is my client, but he dropping off money and dropping off dick. It's just a lot going on in that thing.
Absolutely.
So he was picking up money and dick.
She plays the perfect.
She was picking up money and dick.
She plays the perfect shady hairdresser. Like, I'm not going to blow up your spot.
I can't wait.
I'm going to keep playing as long as you keep on paying.
Oh, yeah.
So she didn't have to rehearse it. She just already.
Oh, you tried it.
She just snapped right into character. It was just like,
nah. I had my acting coach shout out to
acting coach.
She said she took the audition out the window. They was like, we don't want nobody but her.
What are you talking about? Dynamite was there. He was like, look here, Tina.
Yeah. No, real bad. Because they had to make a piece apart from my husband in the movie. Did y'all keep when I said, hey, man, just saw you on Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, absolutely. He like, God damn, man, you got more excuse than a nigga going to jail. You supposed to say, I ain't going for this no more.
They
were both amazing.
Thank you.
She was real authentic because with this film, and a lot, it was challenging for me as a director because I really wanted to like get authentic people, like real people. So I didn't go get actors to play gangsters. I got gangsters to play actors or gangsters to act.
That's
and
lit.
that was my thing, and it was challenging. For me, like I say, as a director, to kind of go through all the formalities of film and cinema, but they got in the character and they really did it. And in Philadelphia, there's no film infrastructure, and so if you don't have an agent, you can't get in a movie. If you never did a movie, you can't get in an agent. And so what we have a lack of is we have a lack of people that have the means coming back and mining the diamonds. You got Brashear Gray who plays on Empire.
Who he play on Empire?
He plays Lucius Lyon's son.
That show still on?
Yes.
Hakeem. All right.
So he plays Hakeem. He played in a New Edition story, which he did.
Got you.
He did a great job. But we would never know who he was. He never did a school play if he didn't have the opportunity, and that's a key word, opportunity, to audition and get it. And so a lot of us don't have the opportunity to get that role or to get that piece. And so for me, I wanted to go back, give my people the opportunity to be who they really are. And so for me, it was authenticity.
Right.
I really got
Like he's still in care. He looked like a gangster.
Let me tell you
Hold on.
This is Rich Harris. This is Terrell Angelo. Rich Harris was convicted and sentenced to 22 years in prison.
Damn, like how did they get those numbers?
Kingpin. He did 11 and a half years.
Yeah. No, 10 years, 10 months.
10 years, 10 months, federal prison until Obama commuted the sentence, and he came home. So he really was that nigga.
Damn.
And Terrell Angelo did 8 years in the feds. They really was.
But you don't look like you. I wouldn't even know.
No, he looked like he did it. Hey, no, listen. He looked like he did it. Whatever they said he did.
Listen, and we've talked about this, right?
Yeah. Everybody done had big charges. Woo, I'm so glad.
I was facing 40 years.
That's what I'm about to say.
But I had Brian McMonagle, and I came
Hello?
Home. Yeah.
Won't he save your life?
Yeah.
Won't he fix your life?
He fixed your whole life. So I went to trial on my joint, but I was facing 40 years. And so I say that to say that. I love that real people, authentic people have a platform to tell these children, yo, you don't want to wear that uniform.
Right.
Like this isn't what they're doing now is not cool. See,
yeah,
we come
to
from
glorify
a time
it, and I'm
right.
Like,
we come from a time where you really had to be who you said you was.
Yeah.
See, when I was in the street, all my bitches had furs. That's just what it was, you know. And so that's just real talk. And so It's a place for authenticity. We live in an Instagram world. We live in a
social media.
We live in a social media. I'm this. I don't do Facebook. I do FaceTime. That's why my Instagram is private, because my skin is thin. You say something crazy to me, me and Mookie showing up to your crib.
Yeah.
So, and you know, for me not to be in court.
Yeah.
For me not to face that life again, I, you know, choose not to indulge in certain social media aspects.
Yeah.
But back to the movie. Authenticity, authenticity, authenticity. I'll give it over to Rich Harris because he's the favorite bad guy that everybody loves.
Well, let's take it back to the beginning. 10 years, 10 months. that's a long ass time. Like, right. My kids are 3 years apart. I could have had 3 kids in between there. So, like, when they handed you the sentence, was you like, the fuck out of here? Like, what was the 10 years and 10 months for?
When I got the sentence, it was 22 years.
Oh, my God.
So, I did 10 years and 10 months. Mm. Then my sentence was reduced due to the crack law with Obama.
Damn.
So, they handed me 22 years, and it just was, I mean, I was running around on the streets doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it could have been a lot worse, because I got away with a lot more than what I got sentenced for.
Right.
Yeah.
So at some point, I mean, you just got to man up, and that's what it was.
And they offered, you know, they come with you to tell and right. do yeah. all of that. He just took it.
But he didn't have a P. Diddy or take that.
No, at that point, when it's the feds.
Like, it's different with the feds.
I'm about to say, yeah, because people are like, yo, I did fed time. And yeah, then I went,
it's a lot, it's a lot traffic different ticket. With the feds.
Like, so for somebody like you that's been in the game and you experienced that, you know how the money was a certain way back then and right. how people still trying to do it. It's nowhere near the same, but you got a lot of kids that's trying to do the same shit that y'all was doing already. Right. Do you have a message for these kids that think that they can do or it's worth doing? You know, well, with what they see or hear on television.
I mean, well, yeah, I had this conversation with a couple kids in the hood. It's a trap. The street life is really a trap. Right mm-hmm. now, you could just get some good credit, read a couple books, or talk to some people, and you can make some things happen.
Right.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You can have good credit with no money, and you can make it. You can make something happen for yourself.
Right. Right, right.
So it's dudes out here that's working, that's doing better than dudes that's out here hustling.
I said that before, man. I was working a job, 8-hour shift, get up in the morning, go to work. I see drug dealers on the corner. When I leave, when I come back from work, they still on the corner. Yeah. So they asking me, yo, let me get a dollar. Scheme. Yeah. Like, yo, you been at work yeah. all day long.
Right. So I tell you ain't got no money. I mean, really what I tell them, man, get you a good lady, man. The ladies is really popping out here.
Right.
For real.
Right.
That's where it's really at right now.
So
man.
let's go to your character in the movie. Why do you have a wife and then a whole side chick? Why is dudes doing that? My just gonna cut to the chase. Cut to the chase. Yeah. And how much of it is art imitating life? Hello.
All right. When I first came on for the movie,
yeah.
I thought I was going to play Earn, which is his character.
Okay.
Which is more like me okay. in real life. So I thought I was going to play Earn. So I'm coming down. I'm prepared to do this because I can relate to this. So we started reading and rehearsing and playing around. So then they cast me for Tone, which is like a real crazy, grimy, selfish. Like he's real crazy. I know I can get in this character
yeah.
because I know a lot of dudes that's like this.
A lot of tones.
And like I said, I just did 11 years in prison, so I done been around this type of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I just drunk me a little bit of Dose and got in character.
We was lit.
Hey, so I cast him for Earn. Turned down the part, but I had to bring him back because I was just like, yo, you got to do this part. You know, and that, you know, and he killed it.
What why type you of turned character? Yeah, why what you turned it down,
what
though?
What type of character is it?
I had to turn it down because I was just all over the place. And just my respect for him,
yeah.
I didn't want to say...
Oh, hold on.
I didn't want to say, yeah, I'm going to do the part, mm-hmm. knowing that I couldn't commit to the part.
Gotcha.
So I had to swallow my pride and be like, yo, I love you, thanks for the opportunity, but I don't have the time to do it. I would love to, but I can't.
And working a damn job.
Yeah, working a job. And just my respect, you know, for him, I didn't even want to play with the time because I knew how important this movie, you know, the movie was for him. So I turned it down. And let me tell you, every day I'm at work and I'm like, man, I turned down a movie opportunity, regardless of what level, you know, people may think that is on. To me, it was still an opportunity that I had a chance to create and build a body of work.
Right.
And every day I was kicking myself in the butt. Every day at work, you know, and maybe 6 months after that, I get a phone call, you know, and Six was like, yo, we can't do this movie without you. I need you in this movie. And we're willing to work around your schedule.
So is this your first acting role or?
Yes.
Both of them.
Wow.
99% of my cast.
Wait, so then why wouldn't you take no for an answer?
I just wouldn't. I'm persistent.
I was trying to figure out how they said no in the first place.
The African
main
character.
Okay.
Yeah, what kind
I play,
of role?
I play Earn. Okay. Earn is, he's a hardworking dude.
Mm-hmm.
He go to work. He worked at a detailing shop.
Right.
So, you know, in a detailing shop, a lot of, you get all walks of life that come through there.
Yeah.
So this particular guy by the name of Carlos, I always detail his car. Carlos happens to be a big time drug dealer. The plug, as the streets would say.
Gotcha.
And one day, without giving all of the movie up, one day Carlos come in, he tossed me the keys, you know, like he always do. I go to work, detail his car, and I find a knot of money in the car. So when he come back, I throw him the keys. I was like, yo, I took care of you, man. He thanked me. And then I said, yo, I pulled him to the side. I ain't want everybody in this business. Yeah. So I pulled him to the side. I'm like, yo, you left this in the car. So that built a relationship between me and Carlos.
That's
because,
like trust, right?
Yeah, I kept it real.
They be stealing at them car washes.
Yeah. Right. So Carlos was like, if you ever need a job change, you know, get with me. So long story short, the boss calls me into the office. And he said, Ern, I want you to be the first to know that I'm closing down the business.
Damn.
So, but after that, I still didn't turn to Carlos. Mm-hmm. I won out because, you know, I'm just a hardworking dude. I wasn't trying to get into the streets.
Right.
But I knew I had friends like Tone and Champ and them, you know, that was just out there. So I went and I filled out like 100 applications. Nobody called me back. Get home. My girl, like, we got another eviction notice.
Reality.
And right then and there,
then you finally start.
I picked up the phone and I called Carlos.
Hey,
now question, because this like seems like this is real life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is this based off a real life story, or is it just like because this is such a common thing?
Well, a friend of mine, Tuffy Torrance, wrote a book called Bad Blood, which is the derivative of Once Upon a Time in Philly. So when he came to me, I knew Tuffy for 20 years, and they was getting it. They had Cristal bottles as big as, you know, me.
And they had my husband hanging with them when he was 14.
Yeah, he was 14.
Like, they were saying the story is crazy.
No, it was a real deal. Yeah. And rest in peace, Mackie Woods was my friend. And Mackie, you know, ran the city. And so when he wrote the book Bad Blood, it resonated with the hood. Yeah. He brought it to me. I said, let's adapt it into a screenplay. Yeah. And we named the screenplay Once Upon a Time in Philly. So the book is Bad Blood, but the screenplay is Once Upon a Time in Philly. So we took some true events and, you know, did some movie magic and made it happen.
Gotcha.
But I wanted the movie to be authentic.
Yeah.
And that was the thing, authenticity. And like I said, I'm so proud that I got real dudes that really did it.
Yeah.
They really wore that uniform.
It really was about that life.
Right. And it was about that life. And they have a platform and they have a uniform to tell these children, you don't want to wear this uniform. Yeah. Every soldier that goes to go to war, I'll tell you, I love being a soldier, but war is not the answer. Right. Or war is not for everyone. So I wanted to be authentic. I wanted to be real. I wanted the cinematography to be on point. I wanted to give real people a real chance. Because there's a lot of corny people out here that's on right now. Mm-hmm. And this is the season when real people get on.
The underdog is
right,
lit.
Right, the underdog is
Once
lit.
Once the Eagles won that Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's too many corny people have been in position for years.
Right.
Yeah. Whether they've been in music, they've been in film, they've been in television, and they've been blocking the real people. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, time is up. Right. We got our own money. We got our own medium. You know, we have our own content. And we not having none of that nonsense. All y'all fake dudes, all y'all fake women, all y'all fake singers, all of that stuff. Y'all out of here.
All in the basketball game, singing the national anthem,
right, absolutely.
Dancing.
I heard how serious you was. I heard you made them go over this script. For how long before you brought the cameras
6
out?
6 months.
6 months.
Listen, we didn't even have scripts when it was time for them to shoot. I made them rehearse and know this script for 6 months because I was putting up
these gangs, these
right.
People
I was putting up my money, but see, he knew how serious I was.
Wait, you had
no, I didn't not toot my own horn.
Yeah,
right.
I just tapped into my life. Yeah. I didn't even need the script.
He didn't even need the script. Like when he came in, he had came in later in the game.
Yeah, I was doing it on the spot.
The ones that that really took it serious. You know, the ones that really did the time and stuff. They're the ones that really took it serious. He went home. He would tape himself. He really got into into the script. I can't say that for everyone.
Yeah.
But Terrell and Rich carried the movie. And a lot of times you have those stars that really like carry the movie and make it really good. And they make other people step up. Yeah. And so that's what I was joyful and happy about because I bet the house on this, you know?
Mm-hmm. When is it? When is Once Upon a Time?
March 2nd.
Okay.
And we sold out. We sold out our Friday show, 5, 7, and 9, Saturday show. We'll sell out tomorrow. Well, even before it hits on Friday,
yeah,
the movie will have sold out for the weekend.
That's lit.
We're going to, you know, limited theaters, limited, you know, limited cities, limited theatrical release.
So is it the only way they can see the movie or people can see it is through going to the movie theater?
No, you can take your welfare card and go to Once Upon a Time. Feed them. No, they can go to onceuponatimeinphilly.com.
Okay.
You can stream it live from onceuponaphilly.com. You can get the movie there. It'll be available after, you know, our theatrical release that people can come and get it. You can get all the paraphernalia. But most of all, you can see Lil Mo in it, and she kills it.
When and I tell was you, acting. I wasn't even singing because every time I do something, people be singing. Speaking of singing.
Now, everybody knows I'm a New Edition fan. I love New Edition. Before I leave, we got to do one of my favorite songs, Can You Stand the Rain? But I want to feel like I'm in the group.
Wait, so who do you want to be? Ralph, Bobby,
Johnny,
Ronnie, Ricky, Mike, Will, I want to be Ricky
/ Mike because they don't really have a lead. They just say the, you know, they just come in and
so
slide in.
So not Michael
like,
Bivens, so Michael Bell, Ricky DeVoe.
Right.
That's BBD.
Right.
That's Bell.
But you want to be a New Edition. Which song? Can You Stand the Rain?
Yeah, Can You Stand the Rain.
All right, so we're going to sing a smidgen of this.
All right, let's
come on, might as well get in the character.
I'm gonna be the guy from Boys the Men.
I guess I gotta play a nigga.
Can You Stand the Rain?
I'm gonna be the guy from Boys the Men that talk. Right, baby, I love you. I just wanna be that guy that talk.
Oh, this is my favorite song. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Right.
So, what we doing? Can you stand the rain?
You started off, I'll be doing high pitch one.
But hold on, we gotta be in sync. What you start right here first?
Right.
Are you ready?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you, and that's not possible. Tell me, can you weather the storm?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through the good times and bad times, you will always be right. This nigga whispers in the back.
Sunny days. Everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain?
My mind's telling me no. Oh, sorry.
Kelly, man.
Yo, we really gotta get in the studio. I want y'all on my label, my productions.
There it is.
So we helped your dream come true. Once upon a time, Philly. That's a movie. Y'all let your dream come true. Oh yeah, we gotta do the R&B battle. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Throw some roses and panties. Thank y'all so much for joining the Little Mo Show today. Yes. I'm your girl, Little Mo.
It's your boy, Ski Carter. This is the Little Mo Show where you get a little mo.
Hey, had it not been for y'all, my kids wouldn't have nothing to eat, so I thank y'all for peeking on in. Thank you to my new group. I just signed them to Never Coming Out Records. Next Level Publishing, OG Podcast Network, Cumulus Radio. Give them a final shout out where they can follow y'all at. You know what I mean? All that good, all that.
You can go to 6 Degrees Media. That's SIXX Degrees Media.
That's like a porn.
I know. You can follow us on Instagram, onceuponatimeinphilly.com. Again, Once Upon a Time in Philly is coming out March 2nd. It hits theaters. Please support us. We love the support. We already sold out our first weekend.
It's lit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just crazy. The love has been just phenomenal, man. All right?
Definitely.
And when you accept that award, when you get your Oscar, I'm jumping on the stage because he...
Yo, listen.
He jumps on stage.
I didn't play any games whatsoever.
I crashed
every award I could think of. I kicked in the door. That's how I ended up getting a check. And when they don't give you a chance, you create a chance.
Yes, Black Power. Black Panther, Wakanda,
and them. Wakanda and them.
Now.
Thank you.